I'd like to welcome Vicky Dell'Aquila to the Caregiver Smile Summit 2. We're going to be talking about managing family dynamics in the midst of downsizing. Vicky is Western Pennsylvania's first certified professional organizer in chronic disorganization and owner of Organization Rules in Pittsburgh, which provides compassionate organizing services for every stage of your life. She is a founding member of the Pittsburgh chapter of the National Association of Senior Move Managers. We had the executive director on our first summit last year. She's been featured professional organizer on TLC's Hoarding Buried Alive. She's the author of Don't Toss My Memories in the Trash, a step-by-step guide to helping seniors downsize, organize, and move. Well, welcome, Vicky, to the Caregiver Smile Summit. I'm so happy that you can join us.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy you asked me to join. I'm looking forward to it.
All righty. Well, you know, family dynamics plays such a role in helping your senior loved one downsize and move out of their home. They've lived in for decades. I mean, we've had to do it with my mom. We moved her out of Philly. Mm-hmm. So difficulty come up when family members are not sure of what role they play. So managing the family expectations is important and vital to a smooth transition for seniors. Where do you start?
Yeah, that is very important, because if you don't manage the expectations, there definitely could be problems. I think the first thing to do is think about, what am I doing? Are my parents going to age in place and stay in their home, or are they going to downsize and move? And then start to think about the plan. You need a plan of how you're going to do this and who is going to do what. What family member is going to help with the actual downsizing? Maybe it's a couple of them. What family member will help the parents with maybe looking for a new place to live? If they're aging in place, what family member will help with any sort of adaptive materials they'll need for their home in order to age in place? So there's all kinds of roles everybody needs to play. And having an assigned role makes it much more easier, because if you don't have that, it kind of becomes too many chefs in the kitchen and they're fighting over everything. So much better to have a plan and have assigned roles.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in my case, it was just my sister and I, and my sister passed and I became sole caregiver. But in my wife's family, there was five siblings and she was the middle child and the furthest away. And she sort of became the one who kind of was responsible in organizing all these types of things. How do you divvy up? I mean, how do you have that? How do you start that conversation?
Well, I think, you know, thinking about, again, what you're doing and talking to your parents or your mom or your dad or your aunt, uncle, whoever it is you're helping. We want to help you, and we're going to have everybody do a role in this. And then thinking about the strengths of each of the siblings or nieces, nephews, whoever's on it. Because if there's somebody who's not very organized, that is not a good person to be in charge of finances or downsizing. So you have to think about the strengths of somebody who is good at, you know, going to the doctor maybe with your mother. Great, wonderful, but they're not good at maybe managing finances. So you have to think about what kind of strengths do you have, and trying to assign those appropriately.
Got it. Now, you were kind enough to kind of provide various scenarios that we can walk through. They're not necessarily my scenarios, but they're scenarios I think that people can see themselves in. So I'm just going to run through them one at a time, and you can kind of address them. So one of them, I'm one of four children, and my parents are downsizing and moving out of the home that they've been in for 45 years. I need to help my parents, but my siblings want to help too, but I am not sure how to work with them. Do you have any suggestions? I think you kind of sort of answered that already, but why don't you give me any other nuances to go with that?
Yeah, because that can really, you know, the person who's been helping, you know, with living by their parents, obviously, 45 years, they've been doing everything. And then, oh no, we need to do it this way, the brother says. No, we need to do it that way, the sister says. I think it's really talking about, you know, again, the assigned roles, but also a lot of times adult children out of town, they don't see their parents as often, they forget how much they've aged. I always say they kind of get stuck thinking their parents in like in their early 60s, and they might be actually in their early 80s, and they forget the changes that happen. But the child that is there does see that every day or every week. So I think that's a little bit of it you need to think about when you're starting this process.
Sure. All right, here's another one. So my brother lives out of town and my father is moving. I live in the same town as my father does and help him with everything. my brother now wants to take over helping him. Mm-hmm. He has no idea about our father's situation. He's driving me crazy. And I could relate, a friend of mine, just his mother just passed, and the brother would breeze in every now and then. And of course, you know, wanted to offer his 2 cents when my friend was kind of intimately involved in her care. So what do you do in those situations?
Oh, it's a tough one. It happens a lot. I've seen it with several clients. I currently have a client where the mother here is in Pittsburgh and the 2 children, one on each side of the country. And one is the primary person who takes care of everything. But the other one, every once in a while, no, I think we need to do it this way. And the other sibling is just like, no, I've been doing it this way, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I think you just have to really talk about, again, what is best for the parents, my mother. And you can help, but you know what? This has been working for the last 5 years. So this is what we'd like to stay with. But, you know, I'll be open to listen to your suggestions, but I am the primary caretaker. So I think maybe, or the caregiver, I think maybe we should really stick with what I've been doing, but I'll be open to suggestions.
Yeah. So be inclusive and listen, but, you know, do the best for mom or dad.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Got it. All right. Another one. My mom is downsizing and moving from the home my siblings and I grew up in. Sometimes the siblings can have an issue with that alone, right? My sister and I are having trouble with their decision to move from our childhood home. My 2 brothers have no attachments. How can I get the brothers to be more sentimental about the childhood home? And I guess the opposite, how do you get the sisters to be less sentimental to accept it?
Exactly, because you're not going to change your brothers. They're who they are, and they just want to have the task done. Where that's what they're thinking of, but where they're every, you know, every little thing, maybe the sisters pick up, oh, I remember when we got this. And they, you know, oh yeah, that was dad's book that he had in high school that I love. So I think, again, it's what's the goal. The goal is to help mom downsize. You're going to be sentimental, of course, and it's going to take time. However, everybody's who they are. Some people process much slower, especially when it's sentimental. And you know, I see this a lot with kids where the mom will hold on to all their school papers from elementary school. And this adult child is now in their 50s and they don't want them. But no, you have to take them. I don't want you to throw them away. So that happens a lot. But everybody has their own stuff and their stuff is theirs to decide what to do with.
Yeah, as long as they're capable of doing that. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So this is just an aside kind of question, but in your experience, do you find that in most cases families do come together and do the right thing, or you know, are families torn apart by this, and how can you mitigate some of that?
I think most people do come together and do the right thing, but occasionally there are siblings that it really does start to tear them apart. I mean, I saw 2 sisters one time fight about a Christmas ornament. You know, and it just, you know, it was just a Christmas ornament, but to one of them, it meant this, you know, oh my gosh, we've had this forever. And the other one, it meant this. And one wanted everything and one only wanted a few things. And one of them was the Christmas ornament. Mm. So they really had to work through, okay, maybe we can share custody of the Christmas ornament.
Oh my.
Because it was just an ornament. But I think, you know, and that's what they did. But after a while, I think they realized it's actually just a thing.
Exactly.
It isn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
worth
ruining your relationship over.
Yeah. We're kind of being silly about this probably.
Yes.
Yeah. And interesting. So another scenario, my mom thinks everything she owns has either monetary or sentimental value. She is downsizing and wants me to take things instead of donating or selling them. My brother thinks I should take everything she gives me and get rid of it later, but I don't want to. What should I do?
Well, yeah, I mean, that happens so often. Like, oh, I'm sure you could use this, Cindy. I know you're 55 and you have your own bakeware, but I'm sure you could use mine. And it makes, as most people, they want their things to go to someone to use them. However, when a child is older, they already have their own home. And maybe there are children, their children might take something, but usually they don't. They're just a different generation. They're more mobile. They don't want china. They don't want silver. They just don't want that kind of stuff. So try to explain it to her and try to tell her, you know, it's okay to let it go to somebody else. Maybe it has monetary value, it could be sold, but maybe it could go to somebody in a charity. and you're helping somebody else instead. And if that doesn't work, it'll work with some of the things, and some of the things it doesn't, maybe they could just go home with you for a while and they could disappear. But I don't like to do that. But I mean, yeah. Sometimes you, if it's really difficult, then that might have to happen.
And I've seen it evolve a little bit with my boomer friends, that we've kind of already come to the conclusion that our kids don't, mm-hmm. we're not going to want this stuff. Nope. We actually joke about it. And I also, I do some local TV, and I did a segment about some of this. And one of the things was, you know, those papers and the school papers, mm-hmm. and the this and the that, you know, and with people becoming more accustomed to using iPads and things like that, if people would digitize some of this, mm-hmm. yeah, it might make the pain of actually getting rid of it, or maybe putting it in storage, maybe as an interim step before you get rid of it, but you still have it and you can pull it up anytime. So that's just something to keep in the
absolutely. You yeah. can also put it into a book form too.
Yep.
That's really nice for people to have that, especially people who are leaving their homes, even just to have their home, pictures of their home in a book form. It's a really nice thing for them to keep that. And, you know, that way it's still with them. It's a little book, or of course all the digitizing, but yeah, trying to get people to do that. Sometimes that still doesn't work, but it usually does. It usually
yeah.
does.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Last scenario, my sister has left all of her childhood and school memorabilia in my mom's house. My mom is downsizing and moving, and I am the one helping her. My sister said she'll come over and get the stuff sometime soon. What should I do to make her get the stuff?
Oh, boy. I have run into, I don't know how many prom dresses. I live in Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh, Psych 101. Brad got a B+ on it, and it was written in 1972. Still in mom's house. And they'll come get them. They say soon. Soon is usually, for a lot of people, never. So I always suggest, okay, you need to get a date on there and you need to come get it by then. Or it's mine. It's been in my home for 30 years. It belongs to me. You haven't been paying me storage rental facility fees that I know. So it's mine. Also, okay, I do want it, but I live 3,000 miles away. Fine, I'll ship it to you with a bill, and you'll pay for it. And for some reason, the algebra book from ninth grade doesn't look as great when you had to pay to ship it 3,000 miles.
Exactly. Interesting. Yeah, and so just so you know, I'm originally from Philadelphia, so Pittsburgh folks want to get rid of those terrible towels and, you know, yeah. during your downsizing. It'll be fine with us. So, well, Vicki, this has been great. I mean, these scenarios, I'm sure our viewers and listeners are going to be able to relate to many of them, and you gave us some solid tips on how to handle it. It's certainly you know, an important topic, and people need to work through it, and it makes it better for everybody, but particularly for the elder they're helping. So I wanted to thank you for being part of our Caregiver Smile Summit. I was really appreciate you being part of it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.